Here is a real-life story of one of the unjust repercussions of the 2015 Supreme Court ruling in Obergefell v. Hodges, which struck down the marriage laws of every state. According to Obergefell, states cannot deny marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who wrote the opinion, allowed that some people oppose same-sex marriage for, quote, decent and honorable reasons. These folks still have First Amendment rights, he promised. Consider the Burks. Michael Burke served in Iraq as a Marine. Kitty Burke worked as a paraprofessional helping special needs children. The Burks sought to adopt a child through the state of Massachusetts foster care program. In their application, they said they're willing to adopt children of any race or ethnicity. They'll take siblings and even kids with certain special needs. The Burks are devout Roman Catholics. They frequently work as musicians at local churches. Wall Street Journal columnist William McGurn wrote of the Burks' faith, "Once upon a time, that would be an endorsement. Today, it's an indictment." The Burks were rejected as unfit to be adoptive parents. The author of their license study was concerned regarding LGBTQ issues. She noted, "Their faith is not supportive, and neither are they." Justice Samuel Alito saw this coming. In his dissent in Obergefell, Justice Alito wrote that the decision will be used to vilify Americans who are unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy. Sure, people can think what they'd like about same-sex marriage. Justice Alito argued, "I assume that those who cling to old beliefs will be able to whisper their thoughts in the recesses of their homes. But if they repeat those views in public, they will risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools." The Burks lawyer at the Beckett Fund describes this new orthodoxy as a government-imposed replacement ideology. Christians must refuse to accept this. The Burks lawsuit should help. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.